It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We have reached the final hour of the week. Yes, we are excited by that fact. Great to have you here for this last stanza. We'll take your phone calls. We've had a number of guests already getting you ready for the weekend. Let's check in with Glenn, who is up next.
Go. Go. Say it.
Roll Tyra!
Say it. Say it.
You have to admire that.
They
waited on hold for an hour, and they got in their message succinctly. Michael is up next. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
All right. So after listening to Mr. Adams on Wednesdays, when he was coming up with these ideas that took money out of the equation, I came up with the perfect foolproof plan for the college playoffs.
Oh boy. I cannot wait.
It's simple. You get your Power 10 and your group of five, or your Power 5, group of fives winners. They get automatic berths. When they go to 12, all the committee's got to do is decide on who the at-large teams are. There's two of those. And then you get, they got to decide the seeding, who gets the four byes, and they're good to go. And then let the games play out.
What I don't understand is why everybody is trying to come up with this idea when it's already been implemented.
Oh, I know. I was just taking money out of the equation, like Mr. Adams did, because, you know, I mean, that way it gives, you know, conference championship something to be, you know, go on to. I mean, they'll get bowl bids, of course, but, you know, it's it was just, you know, it came to me it's when Mr. Adams said that. If you could take it out, it would be a dream, but money's never going out of the equation with college.
No, you're 100% correct about that, Michael. Appreciate you jumping on board here. Fred is in Jackson, Mississippi. Hello, Fred.
Paul, just want to report the passing of Rebel legendary fullback Billy Ray Adams, who died June the 1st.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Well, had he not been in an automobile accident on the Natchez Trace, he would have been a first-round draft choice of the NFL.
That's
a great person, a great human being.
Well, our best to Billy Ray's family, and I appreciate you letting us know that. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great to hear from you. Mark is up next. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
I hope you're having a great day.
We are.
I just wanted to touch base. Do you think that the Southern Miss coach retiring from Southern Miss would have anything to do with Tennessee playing there?
I didn't know that he did he announce he was retiring this week?
I had heard on the a couple days ago when they were playing that he was going somewhere doing something.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why that would have caused him to leave, but that's the first I've heard of that.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong. But let me ask you a question. When Taylor Hicks makes those songs, is he going to change everything when Texas and Oklahoma comes into the conference?
Well, Mark, I assume he will. I saw Taylor about 3 weeks ago, and he was getting pretty anxious, so I don't think it would be that difficult, and I am not a composer, but this is not your conventional song. Songs have a certain rhythm to them, most. I'm not talking about, you know, certain groups come up with operatic compositions. This is your basic country song, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty straight ahead.
Yeah, but I don't think Oklahoma and Texas, all you do is just tie them together somehow, and it's essentially two verses. I mean, I think we could do it on the show one. Why don't we do that one day? Once we get into July, when we're within a year, we'll just get some musical people in here. You're a musical guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Guitar.
You play guitar. We'll get Iman on percussion. I'll play whatever you need. I can play the desk, and we'll have a joint session. That would be a great idea. Robert is up next. Robert, go right ahead.
Hey, Mr. Paul Feinberg. One of my favorite things to do in the afternoon is listen to you.
Thank you.
And also, I don't see any problem. Taylor Hicks is going to be able to put that song out really, really easily. I know that. But I wanted to share this with you. I live down in south on Mississippi Gulf Coast and have a lot of opportunities to run to Hattiesburg, and I can tell you that they have some really fine restaurants. It's about 55 minutes from where we live down here on the beautiful coast with a lot of good seafood and quiet beaches and casinos, but they have some really good places to eat. So if you go, I just wanted you to know that.
Well, I am going to have to do that now that I've made so many friends in Hattiesburg. Where would you recommend so we can try to pump some money back into the economy there?
Purple Parrot is a
good
one.
Purple Parrot.
Crescent City Grill.
Okay.
There's a number of them, but it's Hattiesburg's a beautiful. It's not tiny, but it's a town.
And now, where really specifically do you live on the coast?
Pascagoula.
Sure.
If you know where, about halfway between Biloxi and Mobile.
Oh, yeah. No, I have been on that run between Biloxi and Mobile. Usually it's late at night. Occasionally I haven't been done it in a while, but I used to speak a lot in Mobile, and somebody in the group would always say, hey, let's go over to the casinos.
So
I know that road.
Well, here in Pascagoula, we have one of the largest Chevron refineries in the world. And we also have Ingalls Shipbuilding, which has been here since World War II.
That's amazing.
Still builds a lot of ships and a lot of industry. And have good food here in Pascagoula.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Mississippi Gulf Coast is...
No,
Mississippi Gulf Coast is a is
how
a
have
kind of a,
Robert? I mean, I know that, and it was one of the a friend of mine used to be a newspaper editor down there, and he would always argue that Biloxi and Gulfport and probably Pascagoula and many other were really the forgotten victims of Katrina. How have you guys come back from all that?
Very well, and I'll tell you. I grew up in Gulfport and was in Gulfport working on Mississippi Power Company line crew during Camille, which was in 69.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And the house I was living in was a block off the beach, and it was totally inundated, moved north about 30 feet. And went to Mississippi State, so I'm a Bulldog, and was there for 5 years and then moved to Pascagoula. Been a principal for 24 years, but I'm a retired school principal.
Oh, that is amazing.
But living in Pascagoula for Katrina, we were about, a mile from the beachfront, and we got 2 feet of water in our house.
Mm.
My church, where we went, we no longer can use churches for shelters, but we went. Luckily, we had an upstairs because we were about half a mile from the beach, and we got about 4 feet of water. And we were not even near landfall. Landfall was over near Pass Christian, Bay St. Louis, New Orleans, a good piece from here.
Robert, what year was Camille?
69.
Camille was 69.
Okay, that's because I vaguely remember being, it was in Biloxi not long after that as a young person, and it was unbelievable. I mean, it was not... it was a couple of months later, but it was just an unbelievable scene.
Yeah. being from Gulfport after Camille, driving down the beach, you could not, because there were no landmarks, it was hard to tell where you were. And I grew up there,
yeah.
You know, and everything was gone. And, in fact, we woke up, I was at the service center for the power company. I was on a line crew. We went to work that Sunday night, and I was a grunt. I was a helper on a line crew. And they sent us out to try to find a man who had a nearby restaurant to try to get his lights on first so we could have some food. And his house was about 2 miles away, and it took us about 3 hours to get to his house. Mm. Just going,
that's amazing.
Trying to find paths around the trees and such. Sure. My wife and I have had to move out of three different houses here in Pascagoula from hurricanes, and had them repaired, but had to move back in. And we moved back in. We actually bought a little retreat near Starkville, so we can, if we have one come in the Gulf, we can say we have somewhere to go.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, we're in Starkville. I hope if you're ever there one of our weekends, come by and say hello. I'd love to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Hattiesburg is a fine place.
Okay, we will let Robert, the retired principal, be the final word on Hattiesburg. And I don't even know how this started, and I would like to end it right here. Hattiesburg may be the finest place I have ever been in my entire life. Just gave the Chamber of Commerce a quote. We will be back. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
And we are back here on a busy Friday afternoon. Things starting to calm down. And let's hit Handsome Joe.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, another good Friday blast show. I mean, it's been, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the whole week, Paul. I've listened to the show. I just hadn't, you know, I've been, you know, riding in my truck most of the time, so I wasn't really able to call in. And I'm home today. But I've been listening to the show good. And I'm not going to mention that town because you said you're done talking about that one town. But I just want to say this to the Tennessee people. You know, I live right on the state line, and there's some good people in Mississippi from the top of the state to the bottom of the state. And I used to do air conditioning work, especially in Oxford, Mississippi, down there on the square. A lot of businesses there. That's probably about 20 years ago. And we would go eat at this restaurant, and I remember it was a chicken fried steak or something. It's called the Big Bubba Meal. I mean, that was more than you could eat. And they had Ole Miss stuff all over on the wall. And I'd be the only person in there with an Alabama hat on. And them people were still just as nice as they could be to me, Paul. And I remember going down there when I saw you in Oxford and saw Squirrel down there. And you even turned around and said there to Joe Med. But them people, they treated me just like family. They're good people in Mississippi. So, you know, people in Tennessee, they ain't got no work to worry about. They come to Mississippi. It's good people, Paul. And one other thing I want to say. Now, Matt in San Antonio, I'm not going to say nothing bad about him. I like the guy, Paul, but it's like every day he calls in now, it's just like a barking chihuahua, like a mad barking chihuahua. I mean, he's letting people get to him too much. They can say something about, you know, beating Texas A&M, and he's passionate. I'm glad he takes up for his team, but he's got anger every time he calls in. And, you know, he just needs to chill out, you know, because it just don't let people get to you. But anyway, I'll get off here, Paul. But, hey, enjoy the show. And, hey, man, I hope you have a blessed and happy weekend, Paul.
Thank you very, very much. Matt is up next in Tennessee. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, brother?
We're doing great.
Hey, I'm Ian. I hear you. You're almost through the day, man.
We decided that even though we were still on, Randy opened up the studio bar at 6 o'clock. Yeah. So.
Damn right.
We're a little buzzed right now, but don't let us stop you.
Well, hey, I need to take you out of my boat because that's where I'm taking my 6-year-old right now after we get off this phone.
Whoa, I would like a boat to go out in a boat. Where are you?
Come on up here. I'm going to Louisville Landing Marina off topside on Pellissippi. Yeah.
Oh man, that's Friday afternoon in a boat. How do you beat that?
Oh, yeah, and actually, I've got a camping spot that I found, Lauderdale Cove off of Teleco.
Oh, I know what Teleco is,
all you people out there that don't know what Teleco is, it's a beautiful lake.
We're talking East Tennessee here. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's East Tennessee. It's
isn't there a dam at Teleco?
There happens to be this dam, and there happens to be these mountains some reason. And then for some other reason, it rains. So I guess there's humidity when it rains, but, I mean, you know, it's humid 2 months a year, so it's real humid here. But, you know, that's what makes it so green and beautiful. And I completely understand why it's humid. Right, Kenwin? He said, yeah.
Well, Matt, you are in the South. But, I mean, I was.
I am in the South.
Is there a place in the South that is not humid unless you're high elevation?
Well, I have high elevation about 15 minutes, Paul, from a front door where I've got 28 acres on the border of the Smoky Mountains.
Well, that's one of the most beautiful places in the world. Matt, thank you. Enjoy the weekend. Matt, what would you prefer? Would you rather have a lake or a mountain view?
No.
You're a mountain guy?
I'm a mountain guy.
I'm still trying to decide what I am.
Well, can you
that's why I have sidewalks outside of my house.
Well, a lake view of the mountain?
That's now you're talking. Davis is up next, Wisconsin. Hello, Davis.
GSAT Father Mackenzie Long, tremendous conditioning, piece of cake. Jim from Tuscaloosa, we want an encore. And if God had a refrigerator, Paul, your picture would be on it.
Oh, man. So nice. Well, thank you for saying that. You've made my day.
That's kind of odd.
That's it? I guess after you say that, what else can you say?
If God had a refrigerator.
I'm glad you repeated that in case anybody missed it. Yeah. Jarvis is in Georgia. Jarvis, you're next.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Very well. Thank you for checking in.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to give you congratulations on the show, man. I enjoy watching your show every day, but I did have one question. If you could just say something good about Georgia this year. I know you're a Tennessee grad. And I just wanted to...
Now, Jarvis, you're asking me to do something. I'm not sure that's in my makeup to say something good about Georgia. I mean, is there like a shelf date on that? I mean, do I have until a certain date?
I give you to until we play y'all. I want to say we come to Tennessee this
year. Yeah, and by the way, Jarvis, I would not be making any plans after that game. It could be a long night for you. You're welcome to sell. You're welcome to plan a celebration, but I wouldn't spend a lot of time on it. Yeah, you might want to buy some Kleenex for that game.
I'll try.
I do not want to. I hate to see a grown man cry after a football game, but but I think Tennessee is going to pay you back. It's going to be the miracle all over again.
I doubt it.
Okay.
But I just wanted to call in.
I'm not overly optimistic myself.
Congratulations on the show.
Jarvis, thank you. Appreciate it. I was accused a couple of days ago of being a Georgia fan. What happened?
Now you stand up for your father.
Now I'm a Tennessee guy.
It's the alma mater.
Next thing you know, somebody will accuse me of being an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often. Big R is in Kentucky. Big R, good afternoon to you.
Hello, is this Mr. Paul?
It is. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Long-time watcher and listener. I think me and you're about the same age.
Thank you.
First-term caller. But
wonderful.
I was wanting to call and thank you for helping me win a few hundred dollars last year, Paul.
Oh, no. You must tell me more about this.
I've been playing fantasy football for several years in three leagues, and money leagues, not a lot of money, but I always go by Big R or something or another. And in one league last year, I went with Big R Sign Bombs. And I won the league and won a few hundred dollars. And I've got two sons there in their 30s, and so the rest of the league is their age, and I'm the old man in the league. And they kept asking, we got a little chat where we all talk, and they kept asking me, what in the heck is a fine bomb? And I said, I'm not going to tell you, you just have to figure it out. I said, what's the SEC network, and you'll figure it out.
That's funny. So my question, Big R, got
okay.
A couple of $100. What did you do with it?
Yeah.
Where's Paul's cut?
Well, I don't know. Probably blowed it away.
I'd like my I'd like my 15%.
I was going to tell you, Paul, NIL money for you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I contributed to your victory, so I'm appreciative of the phone call, but show me the money.
Paul's NIL.
Right.
What would that's a couple of bucks.
I might add real quick. I've never been to Hattiesburg, but the principal's on there talking about Pascagoula.
Yes.
Back in the 70s, I lived down in Pascagoula for about a year, and I worked in that shipyard, Ingalls Shipyard, he was talking about.
Oh, did you really? Now, I'm fascinated because I've seen these things. I mean, when you're building, how do you build a ship?
Well, it was kind of on an assembly line, and you piece it together and weld it as it goes down, and then they launch it there in the Gulf of Mexico, and that's when the electricians come in, and they do all the wire up.
That must be unbelievable to watch. So what is the base? I know nothing about any of this, but it's in the your how do you start with something that big? I mean, what is there a frame, or how do you do it?
Yeah, they got, I think it was like five bays, and they got cranes, and they're up like, I don't know, 80 or 90 feet in the air.
Oh, man.
And they just put them together, and, they bring them in and then weld them together and send them right on down the line until they get, like I say, to the Gulf.
So when a ship is complete, what do you do then? I mean, where is it?
Well, we were building DDs, which is destroyers.
Okay.
And then we were actually building LHA launch and helicopter assaults for the Iranian government.
Wow.
And that wasn't long after that. I don't think they ever delivered them to Iran.
But you don't, I mean, it's not like you put this like a car on the back of a truck.
No, they're huge. I mean,
how do you move a ship?
It's a destroyer. That's huge.
Well, like I say, they had those big, huge cranes. And
the crane can pick the whole thing up?
Well,
I mean, I get, you know what I'm asking? How do you get the ship from the assembly line to the water?
Well, I'm not even sure because I was in the early stages of it.
I want that answered before the end of this show. I mean, hey, thanks for the word, I'm fascinated by that. An airplane, you're I've seen those things, but a ship, you've got to get. You can't just we've built a ship now. Is there a truck we could back of a pickup we can put it on?
Do
you take parts of it?
No.
I mean, I don't know. I'm always curious about things, and that is something I do not have an answer to, and I want one right now. We'll be right back. More to come right after this message.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Knocking on the door of the weekend, and who better to go to?
Larry.
I'll have one. Larry is up next in Alabama.
Man, loved it, baby. Stanley, 205. That's back in my days, baby. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, brother.
Can you imagine Larry back in the day doping down on some Hendrix?
Hey, had them penny loafers on.
Purple Haze.
And them peg tight britches.
Watchtower. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you, we rocked out, baby. We smoked that pot like crazy, baby.
Larry, you just admitted the...
Easy now.
There may be some statute down there in Shelby County for 1973 pot possession. I imagine I imagine you knew how to roll a fat one, didn't you?
Hey, let me tell you, I was on a destroyer. He's talking about building them things. Man, let me tell you, they're going to come out and arrest us on the ocean. Let me tell you, John's talking about those different countries he's been through. I was 17 years old and went to 6 different foreign countries.
Where'd you go?
A woman, Hong Kong. I went to Subic Bay.
Hong Kong's not a foreign country.
Hawaii. Japan.
Japan is a country.
Subic Bay, man. Subic Bay, you could get a case of clap for nothing.
So you went to Hong Kong, which is China.
Yeah.
You went to Japan. Did you go to Nam?
Yeah.
Okay.
The outskirts on that destroyer, we were out with support for the inshore.
And where else? Where else did you go?
Hawaii.
Larry, hold on one second, okay? Hawaii is the 50th state of the United States. It's not a foreign country.
No.
I don't think it was. I think Hawaii slipped in right before the Vietnam conflict.
The places we've been. Paul, you get in the Navy, man, you're going to travel, buddy.
I am thinking about it, listening tonight, just to go to some of those places.
Hey, man, you know what it would have cost me? But to get a woman for the night cost $2.
Larry, I'm curious here. Which country did you get a woman for the night for $2?
In Japan, easy. Any of those Subic Bay, the Philippines, $2 for a woman.
So Larry, you, and I'll keep this as clean as you were able to ascertain female company for $2.
Yeah, I used to divide my paycheck by $2. See how many times I could get laid.
Whoa!
That's all I did, man. I was like a rabbit.
Think about this for a second, Randy. Had you known Larry, think about all the money you could have saved if you had known Larry back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know
it
was $2. Larry was
way to web it.
Okay, Larry, I think
I loved it, man. I loved it, man. They give you a bath.
We have young children watching.
Family show.
Oh, I'm sorry, kids. Y'all can't get no women for $2 no more. So y'all can forget that.
Just wanted to say that in case I don't want to hear from.
I told you what you could get in the Philippines. Change the class.
Amazing what $2 used to get you. What would $2 get you today?
A slap in the face. You wouldn't even get nothing. It's like the guy standing out by the phone, come in, women come out, and he'd say something and slap him. The guy said, "What are you asking him, man?" He said, "Ask him to go to bed with me." He said, "Well, that's why they slap you." He said, "Yeah, but what about the ones that don't slap you?"
Oh, my goodness. And, Larry, you were a proud enlistee of the United States Navy at this point in time?
Yes, sir. I joined the Navy to ride the waves. That's what I did.
what was your final rank in the Navy?
I was a gunner's mate, third class. I got busted down in Key West for drinking as a minor. I come back in Vietnam and they'd get me drunk on the base, but I went in town and got caught and got busted. I had to spend 10 days in a damn brig with a bunch of freaking Marines.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn. God, that was... Yeah, it was bad. Oh, my
you spent 10 days... As a Navy man, you spent 10 days in the brig with a couple of Marines?
Well, that's what the Marines control the brig. That's what they control the base. So they do the
well,
base,
I mean, Marines and the Navy are cousins, aren't they?
Yeah, we were, but they split us. We split. We were one unit, but they split us.
Okay.
But with them jarheads, man, I'm going to tell you, they're really b-holes, man.
Larry, I don't know how to break this to you. Without the Marines, this country would be in bad shape.
Hey, we were the first in, Jack. We were Seabees. We the first to hit the beach.
Yeah, but the Marines are the ones who saved the day, aren't they? We don't need any of this rivalry here. Larry, thank you for your service and even the $2 that you spent. You were spending U.S. government, you were spending your paycheck? Was that what you were doing?
Well, I divide it by $2, and get me a woman and divide it and figure it up. You can get a lot of women.
Okay, Larry.
$2
Thanks, Larry. And by the way, all the young people, Larry was just kidding. He's a kidder, okay? He didn't mean any of that. None of that is true anymore. Well, we made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.